I didn't need a lot, but I loved it. I didn't need to know what time it was, but I loved my watch. And that's where it started. Nowadays, kids have iPads, they have cell phones at 10, they have all of their electronics have the time on them. When I was growing up, we didn't have to know what time it was until the street lights came on. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You can stay outside all day and you can play all day long. And you didn't have to worry about the time unless you were hungry and it was time for dinner. But when those street lights came on, you knew what time it was. You didn't have a watch when you were a kid, amen? Amen. But it reminds me of the scripture that says, when I was a child, I understood as a child, I spake as a child. But when I became an adult, that's when I had to be mindful of those things of an adult. So I had to be mindful of what time it was. Those of you that know Dr. Austin, she's a very good friend of ours. You'll get to meet her. She'll be here for our anniversary. Dr. Austin travels a lot, and that's how we met her. She was located here for a couple of years, and she was stationed here. Now she's stationed in California. And recently, she was in Las Vegas for a week, and I was teasing her and I was asking her if she was tempted to gamble, because she was letting me know that the hotel she was staying at, she had to walk through the casino to get to her hotel room. And I was teasing her, I was like, aren't you tempted? And she said, not at all. She said, in fact, when I go to eat in the restaurant, she said, I make them seat me with my back to the casino because I don't even want to see what's going on. And I was asking her, I had heard, I've never been to Vegas, but I had heard that in Vegas they don't have any clocks. In the casinos, they don't have any windows. They keep everything dark. They don't want you to know what time it is. Down the strip, there's no clocks. It reminds me of the scripture in 1 John 3:19. It says, men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Yes. And when you think of Vegas, I know there are good parts to Vegas, but when you think of Vegas, that's what you think of. You don't really think of, you think of somebody just ran off and got married, you know, they eloped. You think of the gambling. When I was coming up, I loved music. Bear with me, please. I'm gonna bring it out. Bear with me. I loved music. I loved all kinds of music. We only had two stations, WPTR, WTRY. Amen? And it didn't matter what you liked. You had to listen to everything that you didn't like before you got to what you liked. So if you didn't like the Beatles, if you didn't like the Beach Boys, if you didn't like the Rock, you had to listen to everything before you got to Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Temptations, the Four Tops. Amen? But there was a group that came out. I'm going to get just a little worldly. Pray for me. There was a group that came out. The name of the group was Chicago. Anybody familiar with the group Chicago? Yeah. I loved Chicago because they were different. They had horns. They weren't rock. They weren't jazz. I don't even know if you call it soul, but they had horns. And when I was young, we kind of sang along with songs. We didn't really know what we were saying. We knew some of the words. We didn't know what they were saying, so we kind of made things up. But we sang a lot of songs that we had no clue what was being said. Amen? And I'm sure it happens even today. There's songs that are being said that I remember coming up, there was a song that I was singing, and I didn't understand the depth of what it meant. And I remember I loved the music. I can't repeat the words. There were no no curse words, but it was suggested. And every morning before I got up to go to work, I was about 16, I would play this song. And I had it blasting. And every when I got up, I listened to it. Finally, my mother came in the room and she looked at me. She said, "Don't you ever play that song again." And that's the end of that song. But at the time, I honestly did not know what I was singing. It just sounded good. Music was good. I just sang it. But Chicago came out with this song back in the day. Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care? And if you bear with me, I have a point to make, so please bear with me. I just want to read you the lyrics. As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was. That was on my watch. Hey. And I said, "Does anybody really know what time it is? I don't. Does anybody really care? If so, I can't imagine why. About time. We've all got time enough to cry. Oh no, oh no." Then they wrote a verse about me. And I was walking down the street one day. A pretty lady looked at me and said her diamond watch had stopped dead cold. And I said, "Does anybody really know what time it is? I don't. Does anybody really care? If so, I can't imagine why. About time. We've all got time enough to cry. Oh no." And the last verse. And I was walking down the street one day, being pushed and shoved by people trying to beat the clock. So I just don't know. And I said, "People running everywhere. Don't know the way to go. Don't know where I am. Can't see past the next step. Don't have time to think past the last mile. Have no time to look around. Just running around and thinking why. Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care? If so, I can't imagine why. About time. We've all got time enough to die." Jesus. Can you imagine as a young girl singing this song? The subliminal suggestion. When you're saved, time means everything. In Romans 13:11, it says, "And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed." Time to a saint is everything. We're going to read from Matthew 24. I'm going to go ahead and read it. She can pull it up. But as you can see, I'm talking about time. Matthew 24 is talking about a particular time. The disciples are asking Jesus about a particular time. When the end of the world is going to come as we know it today, and his return. Matthew 24:3 says, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." Going to skip down to verse 13. "But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved." Hallelujah. They're talking about a particular time. Time means everything to a saint. He says, when is the end of the world as we know it today? What shall be thy sign? "But he that endureth until the end, the same." saying shall be saved. Are all these things happening in the world? Yes. Every time you turn on the TV, there's wars all over the world. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, pestilence. Every time you turn on the TV, I've never heard of so many tornadoes and earthquakes in diverse places. But I've come to share good news. Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care about time? Luke 21:28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. Hallelujah. Revelation 22:12. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be.
Amen.
To give every man a reward. The race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but to him that endureth unto the end. Hallelujah. We sing a song all the way. don't know about you. I'm going to meet them in